What Google are doing is that they are saying to the owners of news websites that want to charge users for access that they'll list their sites in search and that they will allow users to go to those websites. The first page that they see will be free, and then after that they'll have to pay to access for further pages on the site. And users will be able to do that 5 times in any one day. It's a bit complicated, but basically what they're doing is they're saying to news organisations, we understand that you have concerns about what we're doing, that is indexing your content, and you not getting any of the sort of benefit from that. So we're going to do a bit to help you along the way.
Because they've explicitly said that it's possible to have your content accessible via Google and via Google News and have a paywall.
That's right. I mean, it is absolutely possible. There's a lot of hot air around this. But actually, Google offers a whole load of different options. If you're a free site and you want all your stuff indexed on Google and get all the traffic that Google provides, and it's a lot of traffic, then that's fine. That's what most sites currently do. You can also just put up a preview page, so it's got the principal content, but the detail you have to pay for that, and that will get indexed on Google as well. And if frankly you don't like Google and you couldn't care less about Google, it's very easy to de-index your site from Google. And I think what's happening, particularly with Rupert Murdoch, who's leading the drumbeat on this, is actually what he's trying to do is to work up a kind of head of steam against Google. And Google looks, it actually does look like Google feel that they're a bit on the back foot. They certainly have a PR problem.
Arianna Huffington, in a speech earlier this week, said that Rupert Murdoch was confusing misappropriation, which is against the law, with aggregation, which she said was part of the web's DNA. Has she got a point there?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Arianna Huffington is a digital guru in the United States. She runs the Huffington Post website, which is a commercially successful but free website that aggregates and publishes comment about U.S. mostly political but also cultural issues. That she is somebody who's successfully making a go of internet journalism pay, and Rupert Murdoch is somebody who's not managing to make internet journalism pay. So which one do you believe?
Do you think that Rupert Murdoch will go ahead and would remove his content from Google?
Yeah, I mean, he said he's going to do it. It would be astonishing if he doesn't do it. And there is a plan. He said he's going to do it, start with the Times and Sunday Times in London, and they're going to do it. I'm sure they will. All the signs point to them doing it.